help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving. Now, coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Dale Bell. He's an award-winning filmmaker, author, and a caregiver to both of his parents. His productions for movies and television include the Academy Award-winning documentary Woodstock, National Geographic specials, and the PBS series Kennedy Center Tonight. Currently, he and his partner, Harry Weiland, have created And Thou Shalt Honor. It's a PBS project that includes a two-hour TV special, which is going to be airing October 9th at 9 p.m. I want you to find out more at ATSH.org. There's also a companion book that goes with it with a foreword by Rosalind Carter. So please stay tuned to meet Dale Bell.
InvestWare products and resources implement and embrace a very simple, sensible approach to investing in common stocks, an approach that has been taught by the National Association of Investors to millions of its members since 1951. In many cases, diligent investors using the NAIC methodology have doubled their money every 5 years, and that's a track record that is 1.5 times as good as the S&P 500 stock index. InvestWare's philosophy is clear. If you're willing to invest in good companies for the long term, the odds are strongly in your favor. Visit the InvestWare website at www.investware.com. For educational resources, computer software, books, websites, and other valuable references and material that can empower you to manage your own fortunes with confidence and success. InvestWare.com, resources for the careful investor. Ray and Hal Weeks of I Do Weddings have married over 10,000 couples in the past 12 years. The ceremonies are performed in their chapel, located at 1463 West Vista Way, Suites A and B. The garden room seats 100 people, and the Sweetheart Chapel is designed for 7 or less guests. They've also performed ceremonies at area beaches, parks, backyards, at hotels, and on Camp Pendleton. Ray and Hal can also help make your renewal of vows a memorable one. I Do Weddings offers a wide range of services, including Hispanic ceremonies. They have a wide array of gifts and accessories for the bride and groom, as well as wedding invitations and a full-time notary service. Contact I Do Weddings at 760-941-5228 or www.wedsiteusa.com.
Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio? Right back. Listen to WS Radio. WSRadio.ws, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Hi, welcome back to Coping with Caregiving. I'm Jacqueline Marcel. And next up, we're going to be speaking now with Dale Bell. He and his partner, Harry Weiland, have created a television program I want you all to watch. It's called And Thou Shalt Honor. It's a PBS special about caregiving, and it's going to air October 9th at 9 p.m., and it's hosted by the actor Joe Mantegna. You know, I was very fortunate to be able to meet Dale and Harry both recently when I spoke for the American Society on Aging in Denver, and I got to see a little preview of this project. I was very impressed and wanted to have them on the show. So, hi. How are you doing, Dale?
Hello, Jacqueline. I'm fine, thank you.
Great. So tell everybody, what got you and Harry started on this project? You know, what was it like starting from scratch on this?
Well, I think we owe this to our parents. I think this is sort of the way of honoring our parents. Harry had a dad who had Alzheimer's in Florida and had to arrange with his brother Michael for a long-distance geriatric care manager who became Rona Bartlestone. And I had difficulties taking care of my mom in Houston. And then when my father died in Connecticut, I had to be back and forth to both places. So it's really the impetus of our parents' deaths and our own sort of inability to find services and be able to cope with what was going on in our own lives that brought us together around this particular project.
Same with me. Isn't it interesting? You know, after I went through that whole experience with my parents, I had to write a book. And now I've, you know, coping with caregiving is the name of this show. I mean, that's what it was all about. How do you cope with it all? So, you know, what did you want to accomplish with this program?
We thought, what we tried to do is we tried to figure out everything we did not know and put it all together so that we could help other people who could conceivably cope better than we did. And both being a media people, we sat down 3.5 years ago. It was really March 19, 1999, believe it or not, when an article appeared in the New York Times about geriatric care management. And we started writing a proposal, getting it out. We thought at the time that if we could put together a public television program, an outreach campaign that would reach into communities all across the country, a very interactive website, and lo and behold, one of the things we wrote down was, could we do a companion book? We didn't know, but we wanted to try and create a link with Prevention Magazine and with their publisher, Rodale. And as we started making the way around the sort of the archipelago of funders and media people, we found ourselves in touch with a whole array of people who would help us, our board of advisors, Gail Hunt, our executive, the executive director of National Alliance for Caregiving. Everybody would help us, give us a new name, give us a new lead, and we asked, I think, probably 1,000 different sources for funds. We were lucky. 20 people said yes.
Fantastic.
That was the ratio.
Wow.
But those 20 people, those 20 institutions, enabled us to amass $2.3 million that we were then able to spend on the television, on the website, on the outreach campaign that Mike Ballard and his team are generating, on the promotion publicity that Karen Salerno and her team are generating. And luckily, we made contact with Prevention Magazine and Rodale. So we have a book.
Fantastic.
And we just wanted to we wanted to put it all together because we knew that the synergy between one and the other would help each to kind of thrive and to percolate. We now have 1,500 local coalitions across the country who are acting with their communities, acting with their public television stations. We have 54 national partners, including AARP, the American Red Cross, and a whole array of other ones. I mean, we're so pleased we can't stand it.
I'm so proud of you, because I think this is going to help bring the awareness, you know, what we're all trying to do, but on such a scale that, you know, I hope you get a series to do. You know, this is what I'm planning for you, a series. We got everybody put in, we got to get this into a series about caregiving.
Well, I think that it can be done. I mean, you know, we're just very, very fortunate. There have been a lot of agencies and people, individuals and coalitions, people who have really known a lot more about caregiving than we really do. But what we think we can do and what we think we have been able to do is to create a beacon for all of them so that they can say, that is us. We are they. We are caregivers. We recognize that there are services that are outside of our home. We can go outside of our home, get integrated into our communities, and find out how we can not only avail ourselves of new ideas and new techniques, but also inspire others to become volunteers, to make a caregiver core in individual communities, and create this sense of a caregiver movement.
Absolutely. You know, how can people be involved? If somebody's listening to this and go, gee, and I gave out your website, but I want to give it again. It's ATSH, andthoushalthonor.org. Lots of information there. But, you know, if you're listening to this and you're a caregiver and, you know, you're at home, and what do you think, how can people help and get involved?
Well, there, obviously, ATSH has all of our national partners on it. It has all of the local coalitions on it. That is a great way to begin the linkage. But there are other places, like the Area Agency on Aging. There is a National Elder Care Locator 800 number that you will find on our site. You really have to go. You have to ferret it out. Our site enables long-distance caregivers, for example, if your mom took a fall in Keokuk, Iowa, you could dial in her zip code and quite probably come up with a service in Iowa that would start you on the road to finding services that would help you, you know, do long-distance caregiving.
And after everybody watches your program, I want them all to write and send an email so that we can get you another one to do. How can we get the promotion going so people respond to this program?
Really, the way to do it would be to, I would be deluged, but, I mean, the way to do it would really be to send me an email.
Okay.
At Dale, no, I'd start again and say Dale at Wyland Bell Prod, WILANDBELLPROD.com. You find it on the website at atsh.org. But that way we can send around your comments. We can send around what your concern is. We can kind of put it in the right place.
So that,
because we believe that what we're trying to do here is create a kind of a caregiver movement, a caregiver nation, if you will, so that we can ask legislators at municipal levels, at state levels, at federal levels, to give attention to the needs of caregiving, to give attention to the great debate that isn't taking place about national health care, long-term health care in this country. We're preoccupied with guns, we're preoccupied with war, we're preoccupied with what has to be done to shore up our national security. But the whole debate about national long-term care is something that really must begin, and we hope that what we're doing is one of the impetuses in the country to begin that debate. It's vitally important.
Same with me. It's like, well, great. Everybody goes, well, when are you going to write another book? We loved your book. I said, you know, I really didn't write it to write more books. I wrote it to affect change.
Yep.
You know, unless we get to Washington and to our places where we're changing the laws, nothing much is going to change. We've got to change it just like what you're talking about. So getting people involved, and that's one of my biggest missions is let's make a national change. So good for you guys. I'm just so excited about it.
Thank you.
Just a couple minute or so left. What else do you want people to know?
I think that people who are in workplace situations should begin to address the issues that they confront. The baby boomers are increasing. They're getting older. The number of caregivers in ratio to older people are becoming fewer. And workplace situations are going to be affected by this. So you've got to really begin to work inside your company, your corporation, your union, to get some concessions, to begin to get employers or bosses to think about how they can alleviate the stress of caregiving for you as a worker. This is so vitally important. So many people now are having to take care of people who are outside their home, far, far away. They have to drive. They have to fly. They're concerned. The UAW and Ford, for example, executed a wonderful contract that allows the UAW to get more time off. We need to increase the pay for workers who are paid caregivers working in institutions and nursing homes. I mean, they're still only making $8.40 an hour. They are the people, the foot soldiers.
Right.
There's a whole array of things that has to happen.
So the first thing is to watch this wonderful program, October 9th at 9 p.m. Everybody watch and write in and give your feedback so that we can get some more of these programs for you. Thanks so much, Dale.
Thank you, Jacqueline. All
right.
I appreciate it. Thank
All right.
You.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Yes.
This is Jacqueline Marcel. I hope you'll stay tuned. We've got another enlightening hour of Coping with Caregiving come up. And check out all my resources for you on elderrage.com. We're going to be right back with three more guests.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
He walks in the treetop all day long, hopping and a-bopping and a-singing his song. All the little birdies on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet.
Rock robin, love it, blow, rock and robin. Love it, blow, 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 rock and robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Every little swallow, every chicken feet.
There's nothing wrong with reusing good material. So the next time you go shopping, buy stuff you can reuse. You create less waste, reduce pollution, and save energy and resources. Not to mention, come off sounding very cool. Buy smart, waste less, save more.
For more information, call 1-800-2-RECYCLE. A message from the Ad Council and Environmental Defense. Finding the ways that work.